So, hello everyone, a very warm welcome back to QDocs, the quest for the adventure of learning and knowing through stories. Our health plays a really important role in our life. There is a really good quote, healthy body, healthy mind relies in a healthy body, or healthy body is affected by the healthy mind too. That's my own version of that. But what's important here is that how much value we are giving to our health, because at the core, it is something which helps us to thrive in life, not only just live through the life. And to discuss today, we are having here an awesome health coach with us, Luka Petkovic. So he's a founder of Valiant Wellness, and he's on a mission to help transform men, their lives from the inside out. As a passionate men's health coach, he specializes in empowering men to change their mindset, cultivate blood flow habits, and develop unbreakable discipline. You're most welcome to QDocs, Luka.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I'm really glad to have you here in order to talk about the importance of the health, which is the core of our lifestyle, right? But before we dive more into that, let's dive into your life firstly. So what's your unique story has been until now?
Absolutely, thank you. So my unique story is one of, I grew up always competitive. I was an athlete my entire life. Since I was 4 or 5 years old, I loved to be active. I was one of those kids who could never sit still. I loved to run around. So that naturally, I was put into sports, basketball and soccer at a young age. I loved playing those. Played those up until I was about 15, 16 years old. Then decided to pursue basketball more seriously. Allowed me to get a scholarship, pay for my school and university. Played basketball at the collegiate level. And then I got into finance. I mean, that's what I studied in school. I went to business school. And I looked around and I saw the same pattern happen to me, happen to close friends of mine, colleagues. And it was the pattern of, hey, I was in great shape when I was young, but now I work in the corporate world. I added extra 20, 30 pounds because I'm sedentary all day. This is my new normal. Let me accept it. And for me, one of the aha moments was there was a photo of me shirtless with one of my, with my brother, basically my best friend. And he said, wow, like we both have dad bods and we were in our early 20s. And I was just like, whoa, that really struck me. I'm like, I'm not a father. I'm not a dad. Why the hell do I have a dad bod? And it was so mediocre. And I want to be great in life. I want to make a lot of money and start businesses and help my family out. But I was like, I want to do all these things and I don't even have the discipline to be in elite shape. How can I become a millionaire person when I don't have millionaire habits? Mm-hmm. So I realized the thing I can control the easiest I can change in my life right away was my mindset, my body. Because at the end of the day, all we can do is control our mind. So I put myself through this transformation a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago now. And I saw the amazing benefits from it. And it's completely radically just changed my life in every aspect. And it's led me to this passion. I just want to help as many men as possible experience this and help them make this change so they can live a more fulfilling and great life.
Definitely, it's a really good work which you're doing. And suddenly we all need it, right? Like we all need to live our life at the fullest and at its best. And what you mentioned, like that when we are after the college days, when we are into the work life, and there is like a colloquial term, work-life balance.
Yeah.
And that work-life balance is, I would like to know your opinion on that. What do you think about this work-life balance?
I think work-life balance is bullshit. I think people have work-life balance as I work and then I go home and watch Netflix for 3 hours and that's like some sort of work-life balance.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that doesn't satisfy me. For me, it's like work-life balance. All I want to do is work. Now, that doesn't have to be at the office. That doesn't need to be me typing on the computer in an Excel spreadsheet. That could be me running, lifting weights, playing sports. Life is meant to, as a man, to work, to progress, to do something. Me personally, I don't want to sit around hours a day and waste all this time. That's why it's funny. A lot of people say, oh, I'm so busy. You're not so busy. You spend hours a day on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Netflix, you're not so busy. So for me, I don't even believe in work-life balance. I believe in strenuous hard work all the time. And then when I need to physically and mentally recharge, I will relax, whether that's going into a sauna, getting a massage, spending time with my family, going for a walk, going for a coffee with a friend, catching up, whatever that balance is. I don't like to do it just simply sitting in front of a screen and eating junk food. That's not work-life balance. Yeah. Balance is reconnecting to my friends and family, and then investing in my health to have more energy. So whether it's an ice bath I'm going to take or go to a spa, whatever it is, let me recharge so I can go and do more work in the future.
Yeah. Awesome. So I am also on the same page. I mean, me, you can find working in the lab and as I'm a researcher, and then afterwards you can either find me running in the forest or running on the track or on the stadium or inside the McFit or in the gym or doing the podcast.
Exactly. So, and Rahul, I want to add one thing to this. I understand people that need work-life balance when they have bad habits. They have bad nutrition, bad hydration, bad sleep, bad exercise habits. They need that work-life balance, that break, because they feel like crap. 3 p.m., 4 p.m., they're tired. The things they don't understand is when you lock in on those aspects, all the areas of health, you're going to have more energy. Yeah. If you told me, hey, Luke, at 5 o'clock p.m., you have to watch Netflix, I'm sorry, I have too much energy at 5 o'clock p.m., 6 o'clock. I have too many things to do. I'd rather clean my entire house. I have too much energy. I'd rather go do something productive. So people, they take this time off because they need this time off. I understand they're burnt out. I heard all the time, hey man, I'm burnt out. Okay, well, why are you burnt out? Why don't you have energy after 6 o'clock? What's going on? And then that's what we got to assess their health, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because these things are interlinked with each other, right? Like how, what kind of the lifestyle we are having, what kind of habits we are having, that's really important is to assess there. So talking about the habits, let's talk about, you mentioned like you are playing the sports since very young age. And me particularly, I am also on the same page and coming from the sports background too. I would like to know from your perspective, what are the different kind of characteristics you have learned and which shaped your personality at that tender age of playing the sports? And what kind of the differences you can, as a coach now also, maybe you can look much better into the society, that person who is a sporty compared to the person who is not a sporty.
Yeah, whether you're sporty or not, one thing sports has taught me is you have to be competitive as a man. You stand absolutely no chance if you want to be the 1%. Now, listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't want to be elite, you don't want to be the 1% money-wise, fitness-wise, everything, that's okay. But I'm speaking to the people that actually want to be elite. You have to be competitive. Sports, we're playing a game to win something, right? Whether it's basketball, tennis, whether you're a marathon runner, you're competing with your internal time, external times. There is no difference in life. You apply for a job, there's 500, 400, 300 people that apply for the same job. You want to start a business and offer services, there's other people out there. There's other life coaches, health coaches, men out there that do what I do. Everything is a competition in life. Every single thing you do, every girl that you want. I'm a single 28-year-old man. Every single pretty girl has men competing for her, whether it's physically in the physical realm or digitally. So for me, the only way I have a chance to win at this game of life is to be the absolute best version of myself, have the absolute most energy. And that is what sports has taught me, is that life is a competition. It never stops. There's no days off. Every single day is a competition. And it's really up to you as whether you want to compete or not. And do you want to give yourself the best chance of winning?
Yeah. Well, one thing you mentioned really well is like, you need to compete with yourself. I mean, you need to be the best version of you, what you were yesterday or what you were 2 days ago or years ago. And one example which you gave of the marathon, I can tell, like, people think, like, most of the time who are not the runners, they always ask this question, like, why you run? Like, you pay to run and then you fly to different countries even to run. Why this? Isn't it crazy? But of course, it's not crazy on on these 42.195 kilometers, you learn a lot of things about yourself. You discover a lot of things about yourself. And especially one thing which you mentioned, like, you need not to compete externally. It can be externally too, but it's most important is the internally. Because most of the time, if you look into the society, it's more like, oh, be better than that. Be better than that person. Be better than that. And that is something where which needs to be rewired, I think, personally, into the society too, that you need to be the best version of yourself.
100%. You know, men especially do this. We're ego-driven. So I had some guy comment on one of my posts, oh, you're walking up slow up the mountain. Or someone messaged me, what's your split time in running? It doesn't matter what my split time is. I'm competing against myself. If my split was 5 minutes a kilometer, then hopefully next week it's 4:50. But people are missing the point. You're not trying to be better than Luka Petkovic, and I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm trying to upgrade every single week, month, get stronger in the gym. Gym culture, guys, you know, if you post a video of you lifting weights, you'll probably have a guy that will say, oh, you only did a 240-pound bench press. I can do 265. Great. God bless you. You can do 265. Yeah. That's awesome. Hopefully I can do 265 one day. I can do 265, but I'm just giving an example. But I want to do 275. I can't do 275. But I'm not competing against the guy I can do 275 in a bench press or a guy that's faster than me. I'm competing against myself. And it's the continual process of every day showing up, pushing my body, pushing my mind. I know I'll get to 275. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen next week or next month. But if I keep going, I'll eventually my body will adapt and I'll get there. Same thing for running. I might never be as fast as you. You've been running your whole life. But I'm going to keep pushing to get faster and faster and better, whether it's sprinting, whether it's a marathon. So you're so right. Guys have this weird ego thing where we project externally, hey, I'm better than this guy. I'm better than that guy. What does that do for you? Does that help your ego that you, oh, I lift more than this guy? Should I go to the gym right now and go to a bunch of guys that are first time in their gym and go up to them and be like, hey, I lift more than all of you to make myself feel better? You're a weak man if you do that. You're a weak man. I think it's pathetic. And you should look internally. And I want to uplift people, be positive. And hey, if you can do 5 push-ups today, good on you. Tomorrow, let's try and do 6. And if you keep doing that, one day you'll be able to do 100. Right.
Yeah, definitely. It is really important to first compete with yourself and also like have that persistency level higher, right? Yeah. Like this is something where we see, okay, I think there was a study by the scientists that if you look at the starting of the years or just after the Christmas, you have a higher number of registrations in the gym and then that graph goes down with the year passing by. And That says a lot, like how we are wired into the community, and especially most of the time is the external gratification, and which I personally think is wrongly wired, kind of.
So wrong. And external gratification, you know, I'm 28. I work with a lot of men in their 20s, 30s. You will never win in this life if you're doing something for somebody else. So a lot of guys, hey, I want to go to the gym. Why? I want to gain muscle. But let's go a level deeper. Why do you want to gain muscle? Well, I want to attract women. Well, why do you want to attract women? Well, because I want a girlfriend. Why do you want a girlfriend? I'm lonely. I'm insecure. That's the deeper reason of you going to the gym, right? So if you're going to the gym, exercising for somebody else, and I used to be like this, you know, I have a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to prove that guy wrong. I'm going to prove those people wrong. Oh, you've said bad things about me. Watch this. I love that. But that is going to fade. It's going to be a rainy Vancouver morning. Definitely. I'm not going to want to wake up one morning at 5 a.m. to prove somebody else wrong. My internal has to be stronger than my external. The internal reason why you're doing something has to be guiding you. I tell my clients, find your powerful why. Why the hell are you here? Why are you in the gym? Why are you up? You're running a marathon. You're a freaking, you know, kilometer 30. Why the hell are you putting yourself through that pain and stress? It's not for me. It's not for external people, because eventually you're going to get to the point where you say, screw those people, screw all those people. You're not going to want to do something for somebody else. And that's why diets and everything, I always tell people, none of this will work. No coaching program, no workout program, nothing will work for you over the long period if you don't have a powerful why you wake up every single morning.
And that is where I say like a motivation versus inspiration, because if you have the motivation, then it's externally driven. But if you are inspired, then you are inspired from inside, and that fire will stay with you for the longer time, and that will help you to evolve during the process.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. I'm going to write that down, literally. I love that. You're so right.
And talking about the process, now let's talk about, because you were mentioning that you finished your education and then you went to the industry and corporate sector, and then this transformation came to your life, right? Let's talk about that process, because I'm sure that during a transformation, we all go through so many different kind of thoughts, so many different kind of obstacles, physically and mentally. Would you like to talk about them and how you overpower them?
100%. So I love this question. So my advice in life, I've never been into alcohol or drugs or tobacco, anything like that, but I've always been a big sweet tooth. You know, I can go eat 12 donuts right now, a whole tub of ice cream. Sugar and me have a great relationship. We love each other. So for me, down this journey, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on workout plans and programs. And I realized it's not the fact. And I was a former, you know, college athlete. I know how to work out, lift weights, squat, deadlift, all that. It was all mental. I would always, you know, justify why I should have a donut, justify why I can have this and that, five slices of cake. And it wasn't until I put myself through this transformation and made something I like to call my Valiant Journal, becoming kind of my valiant self, my determined self, my better self, kind of the 2.0 version of myself, right? So this is my journal here. Obviously, this is all audio. People can't see it. But every day in this journal, I'd wake up every single morning and read out loud why I'm doing these things, what I want in life, why I want them. And then I would have visuals to represent who I'm doing these things for. Why am I up at? Why am I lifting hard? Why am I choosing not to have pizza? I'll give you a great example. I was at a concert yesterday and I had a box. My friend rented a box at the arena and we were watching an artist, and everyone there was drinking. Everyone was drinking tequila and champagne. Guy gave me champagne. I said, no, thank you. Then tequila. I said, come on. You know how it is. Social aspect. Come on. You can have one. Come on. Don't ever break your discipline for other people. I said, I'm not drinking. I don't like to drink. It doesn't matter. You can tell me, hey, I'll give you $50,000 to drink this tequila. I still wouldn't drink it. You might say, well, that's stupid. No, it's not, because one, I believe in myself. I can go make that money. But number two, I'm lying to myself. Then my discipline has a cost. Then there's a price you can put on my integrity, and I don't want that. Yeah. So for me, going through the transformation, you have to remind yourself every day, whether it's journaling. I journal every day. I have a journal I read with visuals, and then I have a physical journal I write in, which is right next to me. I remind myself every day. We as people, we have very bad memories. We can't even remember people's names that we met. What we ate for, hey, what'd you have for breakfast on Monday? Unless you eat the same thing like I do, most people forget. What'd you have for lunch? Most people don't remember. So do you think you're going to remember every day? You're not. Remind yourself every morning, every night, every morning, every night. It's just a part of who you are, and it makes everything easier.
Definitely, because in this way, what you're doing is you're training your conscious mind, and unconsciously you're training your subconscious mind too. And that is where all the habits comes in, like whatever habits we are having. And that is where really important what you mentioned is that you need to do the things and remind yourself in a way what you want to be. And most often we have seen the things, I mean, for example, the example of alcohol you gave right now, we see in the parties like these kind of things, and it comes there, what kind of discipline you are having. I don't know, you know this or not. So Eliud Kipchoge, he says like really important thing. He said like one of the really important nutrition is to have a vitamin N. And N means no. That's really awesome. I mean, that is the essence, right? That is the essence. It's not important if you want to be an elite athlete or not. But I think if we are able to have that kind of discipline in our life, what we really want to have it, Maybe you will have it or maybe you will not have it, but you will become a gem of a person of your own version. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it well. I mean, I love the vitamin N. That's a really good one. I think exactly what you were saying. It's not about the alcohol. It's not about the drink. It's about the principle and the discipline you're setting for yourself. Because I tell this to people all the time. I'm not a bodybuilder and I have nothing against bodybuilders, but this isn't just a pure aesthetic thing. I'm not in the gym just to look good and have nice muscles and have low body fat. I'm here to discipline my mind. I'm here to become the best version of myself so that when I am running my business or I'm doing a leadership meeting or I'm helping other and mentoring people, I am the best version of myself. And I want to give all the listeners a newsflash. You never become the best version of yourself. It's a continual process till the day you're in your grave. You're upgrading. There's things that we call the seasons of life. I will not be the same man at 28 and I'm 38 if I have four kids and a wife at home. I have different responsibilities, but I'm elevating every season of my life. You know, one thing I tell my clients, which is funny, is why does every September people line up in front of the Apple store to upgrade their iPhones, but no one upgrades their body, nobody upgrades their mind every year? Yeah. This is where society has gone. We spend on frivolous things. Do I like a nice iPhone? Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you'll have someone say, oh, you know, I can't afford coaching or I can't do this or I can't work with a mentor. But then they have a $5,000 MacBook and a $2,000 iPhone and a $3,000 iPad. And it's like, you can. Your just priorities are obviously you'd rather want the shiny object than actually get better. Right? And this is hard. This is hard to get better. It's not easy. It's a long process. You might work all year just to get 2% better, but it compounds. The next year, you get 6% better and 12% better, right? That's life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing which you mentioned there is, I love it, that most of the time people try to do the things for, as we already talk about a bit, is the external gratification. For example, I mean, I have seen it by myself too. When I was in my teenagers, and so I am 29 at the moment, and when I was in my teenagers, and I love sports at that time too, but the motivation of doing the sports was something else probably at that time, which was like looking good more, having a competition and winning the things, which now at 29 years of age, my motivation is to be the best version of yourself, because sports does not help you only look good. It helps you mentally and psychologically more, which goes in the same direction which you are explaining, that when you're running your own business, you can take the critical decisions. You can lead the people much more politely, humbly, and with, I will not say authoritative in a negative way, but being fully responsible and accountable of your own actions and decisions. And these are the things which needs to be learned. And I really think, like, I think most of the people don't think like that, because most often it's external gratification, how my body is looking, how my abs are looking and all these things. But honestly, I don't think that there the beauty lies in there.
Yeah, exactly. The beauty lies in within. And another really important thing that I see people make the mistake all the time is, this is not finite. This is infinite. It's not finite.
Yeah.
Guys say, hey, I want to get shredded for the summer. I want to have a six pack, Luca. Why? Why the summer? Why is your standard so low? Why don't have a six pack in January? It's raining right now in Vancouver. It's November. It's 10 degrees Celsius. Why not have a six pack now? Why is everything fine? Why is my diet, I'm doing a 12-week diet, or I'm doing a 12-week workout plan and then I'm not going to work out after, or I bought 10 passes for this workout class? Everything is finite. If you look at the end goal, I had a saying with my friend, I said, goals are for losers, processes for winners.
Yeah.
So stop looking at the six pack. Stop looking at, hey, I want to make this much money. You can't control that. You don't know how it's going to happen. The only thing you can control is who you are as a person, you know, and what you're doing every day. You can control the who, the what, and the why. The three things I always tell my clients, the who, the what, the how, You can't see that. How you say, how, you know, hey, do you want to get a six pack, Rahul? Yeah. And then people go, okay, how do I get one? How do I get one? How do I get one? How do you get one? Information is free online. You live in an information age. Go Google it. You'll have a step-by-step guide, and you still won't get it because you're not that type of guy, because you don't live the process. You have to enjoy the process. One video I made the other day, and I was telling people, is if you're working out with someone and they don't love it and show gratitude, it's a quote that I heard that said, being a beast is putting yourself through hell with a lot of gratitude. Right. So when you're running and you're like, oh my, you don't, oh my God, I'm so tired. I hate this. Oh my, I hate my life. You'll lose.
Yeah.
Because you lose the process. You'll always lose. You gotta love it. I'm gonna go on a crazy run, or I lift, or I play sports. Yes, I'm excited I get to do this. And I love the process. And I tell people this all the time. It's all about stacking bricks. You love the process. You do it every day, day in, day out, day in, day out. What do you know? Your body changes. You look better. You have more muscle, less fat. You have more endurance, more energy throughout the day. You're more confident. Wow. But
yeah,
it's the process. Forget about the goal.
Definitely,
six pack, muscles, this. You want to build a $1 million business? You don't focus on becoming a millionaire and $1 million. You focus on the daily things you can do every single day. Get them done. Whether you have a sales call, you focus on that sales call, the next one, the next one. And next thing you know, hey, your business has made $1 million.
Absolutely. Right? And success is a process, right? Success is not an end destination. It's always a process, like a life. And we go on to that. And especially, for example, when you're doing the research, it's a process. It's not, there is no end goal over there, right? And the same thing. So before we move on for the outro questions part for today's episodes, I'm having a last question to you. So you are also a health coach, right? Alongside you're running your own business. I would like to know, just in general, like, what kind of people you come across your clients nowadays, and what are the lessons or what you have learned being a coach, which you would not have imagined if you was not the coach?
Great question. So the people I work primarily with are men in their mid-20s to mid-40s, kind of in that demographic. Mm-hmm. And what I've come across a lot, and I see it time and time again, is the level of self-sabotage people go through. The worst enemy for most people is the man in the mirror. I always tell guys that. It's the man in the mirror holding you back. It's not society. It's not your boss. It's yourself.
Yeah.
And I see it time and time again, the justification of self-sabotage, where some clients will be really good Monday to Friday, and then they'll try and justify to me why they deserve cigarettes or alcohol or to get drunk. And I always tell them, you're looking at this entire thing wrong. If you're not locked in and enjoying the energy you've had for over the past 5 days, you're not doing this for me. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning full of energy. I love my life. I love my family. You're doing this for yourself. And it's crazy the amount of regret men have. It's funny. I just posted a video about this literally on my Instagram, which is about the weekends, where I tell clients all the time, there's 7 days in a week. I make a joke. I say, hey, John, how many days are there in a week? He says, seven. Why do you ask? Well, I always hear it. I've been so good, Coach Luke. I've been so good. I'm like, no, you haven't. You haven't been so good all week. You've been good Monday to Friday. You forget about what happened Friday night and Saturday night. What happened those and Sunday? Our body doesn't know the difference between a Tuesday with the boys, a Friday night with the boys and a Tuesday chilling at home. So what I've learned a lot is that people have to treat their weekends like weekdays. Have fun, don't get me wrong, but you don't have to self-sabotage. Just because it's a Saturday, you don't have to have 10 drinks. You don't have to have the cheat meal or the cheat day or eat 3,000 calories excess. There's no gun to your head. No one's forcing you to do this. And it's tough. Society, Friday, Saturday, go out, have a great time. But a great time is not associated with drinking. You can have a great time being sober. Or I tell people this all the time. Most people, men that I work with, they don't get drunk with one drink or two drinks. And you don't get fat eating one slice of pizza. You don't gain weight having one burger or 100 grams of chips. It's the whole bag of chips. It's the whole pizza. It's four burgers. It's 10 drinks, right? So that's where moderation comes in. But the thing with moderation is that most people can't moderate. So people say, oh, moderation is key. Yeah, but you're not having one drink. You're having seven drinks. You're not having one slice of pizza. You're ordering a full slice of pizza at 2 a.m. on your way home from the bar. And then you step on a scale Monday morning. You're like, how the hell did I not lose any weight this week? I said, well, losing weight is elementary school math. You have to be in a 3,500 calorie deficit. If you're not in one, yeah. And then this is where the self, men especially, for some reason, we have this cognitive dissonance with self-sabotage. We'll be like, no, I was good all week. I said, buddy, you forgot it. What happened Saturday night? Oh, I maybe had a drink, or I maybe had a slice of pizza, or I don't know. Data doesn't lie. The numbers don't lie. So what I've learned the most is that people will destroy themselves every weekend and then be stuck in a perpetual cycle for years. That, for me, is truly insane. You know this too. How many people do we know that go to the gym year after year and look the same? You're 30 pounds overweight 2021, 30 pounds overweight 2022, and you see him in the gym all the time.
Yeah.
And he's still overweight. And I'm just like, man, how do you not go home and say, and then what men do is, instead of acknowledging their lack of discipline, their self-sabotage, it's your fault, Rahul. Your running program sucks. Luca, your coaching program sucks. It's the program. It's the gym. It's this. It's that. I can't do this. I can't do that. No, you just are full of shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have excuses. So that's what I've learned the most, is self-sabotage.
Yeah. I think it's really important to analyze things in a much better way as they are. And there I say, like, you need to be accountable to yourself, not to anybody else. And once you are, like, accountable to yourself, then everything goes fine in the life, and life become more happy and responsible in a way, not just like going here and there and everywhere. And yeah, cool. It has been really nice talking to you, Luca. Now we are moving on towards the outro sections part for today's episodes. So here we have a tradition of asking three outro questions. And the very first question is, what inspires you the most?
My family, my parents, my brother, my Wonderful. Best friend. Yeah, I do everything for them. The only reason I want to be successful and have money is to take care of them and to raise a big, big family. I want to be a father of many, many children. And I just want to do that. That's what inspires me every single day to wake up in the morning.
Awesome. That's really beautiful. Now going to the next question is, what are you most grateful for in your life?
That's another easy one. I'm grateful for my parents and my brother and my best friend. I have the best parents in the world. My opinion, obviously I'm biased. I'm so grateful for them. Everyone that knows my father and mother knows that they're such great people, and especially my father. He's the most positive man in the world. Like, for me, it's like, if I tell this to my friends all the time, if I can be half as positive and half the father that I had growing up, I'll be an excellent father. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, that's really awesome gratefulness, because you value the things which you got, right? And that is something important to value and learn from that. Yeah. Now going to the last question is, which is the single best piece of advice you have ever received in your life until now?
Yeah. It's probably, there's a lot of great ones, but one of them would be, work like everyone that you value is watching, right? So it's like, when there's no one around, I'm by myself right now. What am I doing? Am I working hard on my business? Am I researching? Or am I just on YouTube? Work like somebody's always watching you. There's so many pieces of advice that I've gotten in my life that are amazing, but that would be definitely one of them.
Awesome. That's really an important one too, I think. So cool. It has been really nice talking to you, Luca. Thanks a lot for your time, and thanks a lot for being here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you everybody out there for listening to this episode. So all the handles of Luca are available below in the description of this episode, so you can go through them and get in touch with him. And until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and most important, stay awesome. advertising. Ciao, Juice.